I'm Michelle Morvan in the marketing department of Callaway's Nursery. Dallas-Fort Worth is our home. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, my friend Michelle. Good morning, everybody. Beautiful morning out there. A little bit cloudy, but a beautiful morning. Nice day to walk the dog. Better than that, nice day to go by Callaway's and a wonderful day to garden. So let's do that. Let's talk about gardening this morning. We have an hour this morning. Give me a call, won't you please? That number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'll be here until 9 o'clock this morning. If you have detected that I'm broadcasting on my phone, again, I am. Technical problems somewhere in the equipment, not here, not on the simple stuff that I have. All my stuff is metering fine. Don't know what's happened, but anyway, it will work. It's working, and let's talk. Let's talk gardening. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the calls for me this morning. Let's talk about the plants at your place. And I talk about urban horticulture, so there'll be no confusion. I don't talk about pastures or chicken or goats. Those are not landscaping, not horticulture. I keep it plain and simple. What is growing around your house, inside and outdoors, in terms of plants that you know and love, or weeds that you hate. Those are all fair game. Give me a call, won't you please? Let's begin the program as we always do on a Sunday morning. Let's speak with Stephen Hayden, horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil.
Yes, sir. Well, what's going on?
Well, the trees are just starting to leaf out, and the spring flowers are blooming at the Botanic Garden. And we're adding petunias to our spring display this week. Petunias are ideally suited to the spring and fall, but not tolerant of the extreme heat and cold. It's been a roller coaster of weather this week. Wherever I've lived, people have always told me, wait 5 minutes and the weather will change. But this has never been more but this has never been more true than North Texas. It was one of those chilly days this week that I decided to feature the summer snowflake as my featured plant of the week. I'm not sure why they're called summer snowflakes, because they're flowering now. Summer snowflake, Leuclodium astivum, is a bulb that is native to the stream banks of southern France and prefers moist locations and heavy clay soils. So that sounds terrific for our area. They will tolerate full sun and the shade of deciduous trees. The flowers are white, bell-shaped, and have a green dot on the tip of each petal. They have daffodil-like dark green foliage. They look best planted in large drifts. I have a drift of snowflakes under a redbud tree where they're interplanted with Turk's cap. They are flowering now, and the Turk's cap is still dormant, and this situation seems to suit them as they're doing well.
That is an understated bulb. I love plants that just don't try to shout too loudly, and summer snowflake is a beautiful bulb. The foliage itself is beautiful, and the dainty little flowers, they're just gorgeous. I love that plant. Thanks for featuring that. Leucogium astivum, summer snowflake, good plant.
Well, we got some events for you as well here. Spring break is around the corner, and the Fort Worth Botanic Garden has something for everyone. Starting March the 1st, the garden will have four exhibits that guests can enjoy in one visit. Butterflies in the garden, dinosaurs around the world, Seward Johnson's sculptures in the garden, and thousands of seasonal blooms will be available for spring breakers to enjoy. The butterflies in the garden require an additional fee for entrance, but the other exhibits mentioned are all part of the general admission. Plus, parking is complimentary, and the children are 5 and under are free. As I'm thinking about this, the exhibit for the butterflies is called Garden Butterflies in the Garden. But please be aware they're actually in our tropical conservatory for you to enjoy. And tickets for that can be purchased at FWBG, of course.
Yeah, FWBG.org. And I was going to mention that these are tropical butterflies. They're within the conservatory. It's a timed entry ticket that you're buying. So kind of poll the group to make sure they're all going to be available when you buy your tickets, so you'll know for sure. This is something you've done at the Botanic Garden several years in the past, and it's always a popular event, and they're beautiful butterflies, not things that you see outdoors. These are special ones indoors. What is that website one more time?
fwbg.org.
All right, and how do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden if they want to come today for other things or whenever they want to come during spring break?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and there's still some folks who like to punch in a number while they're out driving and get the 24-hour information recorded message. What's that phone number?
817-463-4160.
All right, and this is Stephen Hayden. If anybody knows, he would. He is the horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Stephen, we appreciate you.
My pleasure. Have a good weekend.
All right, talk to you next Sunday. Thank you, Stephen. That report is sponsored by Callaway's Nursery, as is this entire hour. And I just want you to know that this hour in particular, sponsored by Callaway's. Don't let any rumors of other sponsors creep in. They are the people who keep me on the air this hour. And I am immensely grateful. These are my friends. These are the people you want to contact and go in and see. Do your part to make our world just a little bit better, a little bit greener, with homegrown vegetables and herbs from your very own garden. It's easy with a little guidance from your friendly experts at Callaway's. They offer you a great selection of more than 40 varieties, including unique heirlooms, so you can fill your table with yummy goodness. Sweet basil, rosemary, and thyme are great choices for sunny flower beds, edible gardens, and containers. When using containers, give your herbs and vegetables the best start by using Callaway's organic potting soil. It has enriched ingredients that promote the overall health of your plants. Discover their incredible assortment of pottery for edibles. Just step out to your patio and pick what you need for dinner. You can include all your favorites in a bigger garden area, including tomatoes and bell peppers, zucchini, and so much more. Callaway's is your trusted source of tried and true vegetables from Chef Jeff's Vegetables. All your recipes will taste better when you use homegrown ingredients, and it's fun for the whole family. Homegrown herbs and vegetables packed with flavor, nutrients, and self-satisfaction. Callaway's Nursery offers Pick and Plant, where you can select everything for your landscape and garden. Let them do the work, and that way you have more time to relax and enjoy your new spring garden. Shop local at any of their community stores or order online at callaways.com, callaways.com. They're open 7 days a week from 9 to 6 for your shopping convenience. That's Callaway's Nursery, where life is lived beautifully. Great people, more than 100 Texas certified nursery professionals at Callaway's, callaways.com.
I'm Rob with Callaway's Nursery on Preston Road in Plano. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Rob. Rob has been with Callaway's a long, long time, and phone lines are filled right now. I'm using one of them, so we only have two to use today, so there you go. Don't wait too long. Sorry about the quality of the broadcast here. Having to do it. The equipment's not working quite right somewhere. Cheryl in Arlington, this is Neil. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil. Good morning. We had a full sod new yard last year of Bermuda. Right now, it's still very brown, and I want to know two things, please. Can I go ahead and scalp it today? And what is the nitrogen that's needed for the Bermuda?
All right. Yes, you can scalp today. And for people who are vaguely familiar or unfamiliar with scalping, it's the process of dropping the mower blade one notch to get rid of the brown stubble and a lot of the boisterous weeds. It is, I'd say, 70%, 80% aesthetic. More for looks than anything else, but 20 to 30% beneficial. Most of us do it because it makes the lawn look better and green up a week or two later, either psychologically green up because we can see the green grass, or it also lets the sun's warming rays hit the ground and warm the soil faster. You do need to bag the clippings or blow and rake them and gather them. Do not send them to the landfill because the landfills are full. They don't want them. Maybe you have a recycle center in your community, and if so, then utilize that or use them in the compost or as mulch beneath your shrubs and perennials. Now, that's all my disclaimer. I feel good. I've done my job. As far as the fertilizer is concerned, you want to have a fertilizer that has a combination of slow-release and fast-release nitrogen. And that's going to be a little more expensive because the slow-release nitrogen costs more. It's going to say on the bag contains 30% or 35% encapsulated or coated. Those are your buzzwords that are the good things. Nitrogen. Your nursery, if you go into Callaway's, they can show you or any good nursery or hardware store or home center, or not home center, didn't mean to say that, or farm store can show you in the fine print on the bag where it shows that it's been encapsulated or coated. It's going to be in the fine print in that box on the bag, usually on the back of the bag. And once you learn that, it's easy to spot it from that point on. But you want some fast release so that you get some immediate pickup and so you can see it and know that it's done some good. I think it might be personal feeling, might be a couple of weeks early to fertilize. I can't guarantee because I don't know what the weather is going to do. And in Arlington, you're within the urban heat pocket inside the loop of 635 and 820 and such, and you tend to be a week or two earlier than some of us out in the woods. So I think, you might be able to justify going a little bit earlier with your fertilizer. But that's how you tell the fertilizer. It's not so much the brand as it is the ingredients by a quality fertilizer.
And then wet it in once it's applied?
Yes, water it in very well. Water it deeply. Don't apply it right before a rain because in Texas you don't know if you're going to get a tenth of an inch or 10 inches. And you don't want either one of those. So water
right.
it in with a good heavy watering and then you're done. It'll be down into the ground and that's where you want it.
And it's natural for it to look brown and dead right now?
Yes.
Okay.
You should be able to see some green nubs coming up off the runners. Generally, when we get really cold in single digits, even the runners above ground will turn brown. There are runners, so to say, there are rhizomes. Those are the runners below ground, and they're always alive. Bermuda will survive clear up into the Midwest. So it'll always come back. But even the runners above ground may turn brown in extreme cold. But by now, you're going to be seeing green runners above ground, and they will give rise to green shoots, new green leaves.
Super. Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Take care. All right. Dave and Abilene, I'm coming to you next. Thank you for that. We have one line open right now, and that number is 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. I have a very, very special, I will call it unique, opportunity for you with my book. And I'm going to tell you the crux of the book first, and then I'll tell you what that opportunity is. Now, this is a book, and you can buy it right now if you want to at $34.95 for one of the 6th printing copies. Brand new right out of the box. Absolutely perfect. And I'll sign it for you, and we'll get it in the mail. No problem there. That's the standard offer. And this book has 344 pages, 840 photos. It covers every aspect of outdoor gardening, landscaping, lawns, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening for every county in the state of Texas. And it's a hardback, and it was printed in Texas on high-quality paper. I will guarantee you that you'll be happy with this book. That's the offer, $34.95, and there's your book, plus tax and postage. Now, here is the unique flavor of this offer. For an extremely limited time, they are half gone. I have kind of a collection of books that I have been setting aside for the last couple of years. As I sign books, Sometimes I misspell my own silly name. I put 3 R's in Sperry. There was a time I had to sign 2,000 books in 2 days. And that was when I was just, I found one last night that I wrote. Somebody needed a very special message. I got clear to the bottom of the page. I really can't handle those. And I messed up the last word. And there it is. And so there it was sitting there. And just things like that. I had also some books that were the tail end of the third or fourth or fifth printing of the book. Now, mind you, you don't change a book from the fourth printing to the fifth printing. You change the word fourth printing and you change to fifth printing and the price goes up, but you don't change the content of the book. If you see a typo, you change the typo, but nothing of any consequence. All right. So that collection of books, I just stacked over on the side. I thought, I will put them on sale at some point. They are on sale today to you. You'll find them in my website page. They're certainly not in stores. And what I've done on those that I've missigned is I put a white Avery label over the mistake, and I've written Happy Gardening Neil Sperry, nice and bold in a Sharpie. So they're still signed, and you don't see the mistake. And better than half of these books are just a prior printing that I didn't want to sell because I didn't have enough to keep them on the air at that time. So they're $15, folks, instead of $34.95. Is that a pretty good deal? And so I offer them to you. You go to my website to order them. That is the way you need to order them, at neilsperry.com. There is a meter on them. When they're sold out, they're gone, and they're half gone now from yesterday. So don't delay. That's neilsperry.com. You'll see both offers. If you click on the book and you go to the store, you will not have obligated yet. You'll see them there, and you can take your choice. That's neilsperry.com, and you're clicking on Lone Star Gardening. And good luck with it. I hope you buy them. It's a good deal. Won't be here this time next week.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Tommy, Pastor Tommy is our pastor. That's our church. I hope you'll join us. It's obviously Lent and some special things going on there, and this is the first Sunday of the month, so Holy Communion will be offered to all this morning. Join us. The 10:05 service is live streamed at sharingtheheart.org. The address, 315 North Church Street, downtown McKinney. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. I'm proud to tell you about them because they are the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Boy, do we need this industry in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on our shifting clay soils. If you think you might have a foundation problem, these are the people to call. Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is absolutely without charge. no obligation. If you hire them to do the work, it will be done quickly, affordably, carefully, and properly. And then you'll have a guarantee on that work. Let them tell you all the details. The website is foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. 27 years, my advertisers. More than that in the business. They do it right the first time. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Angelita at Callaway's in Austin. And now, back to Neil.
Cedar Park. All right. Thank you, Angelita. Let's see what I want to do. Let's go to Dave, who is in Abilene. Dave, this is Neil. Thanks for waiting.
You bet. Neil, I, for various reasons, I haven't gotten around to doing some pruning on my roses and some pretty good-sized limbs on a live oak tree. Is it too late to do that?
It's a lot later than I'm comfortable in recommending. Normally, we try to do rose pruning, both of these, by Valentine's Day, by the middle of February. In the case of roses, have they started growing pretty vigorously?
Not vigorously, but there's, you know, it's got some leaf beginning to leaf out a little bit.
Okay. Well, go ahead and prune them because they'll get really rangy if you don't. You're going to cut into the spring flower production a good bit. I don't know how prevalent rose rosette virus is in your area and specifically on your plants. If you have it, then you need to read up on it because it would involve taking the plants out. I don't want to get off on that dark side, but yes, you can go ahead and prune them. I wouldn't wait beyond today though. In terms of live oaks, any oak pruning, it can be done in urgent situations in the spring, but you must seal the cuts to prevent the entry of the oak wilt fungus, especially if it's in the area. It is so much better to wait until midsummer for consumers. The arborists do it all year long if they have to. The certified arborists do prune in the spring. I had a long discussion with a arborist of the year for the state about this topic, and he said, Neil, we have to work all year long, and that oaks that have to be pruned during the growing season, during the spring, but we're just very mindful of whether there's oak wilt nearby and all the other extenuating circumstances. So warn your listeners to be ultimately careful, and if they can possibly do it after mid-July or before Valentine's Day, it would be better in those cases. So I have to leave that one up to you.
Okay, good deal. That's good enough. Appreciate it, Neil.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for the call very much. Folks, I have only 1 hour in my program now because I've just vowed that I want to spend more time with my kids and grandkids, and so we're off at 9 o'clock. If you want to call, call now, won't you please? It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We're going to take a couple of minutes now for the news, and then I'll be back to visit with you. Give us a call, 800-288-9227.
DFW's News, Talk, Traffic, and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP AM. And now on WBAP FM at 93.3. Streaming live on our free mobile app, a Cumulus Media station.
Trending now.
Helping those affected by the wildfires. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Newsspray.com WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Dallas, the off-ramp is closed on 635 eastbound, the off-ramp to Abrams Road, Forest Lane, exit 17. And in Kemp, there is road construction on FM 1895 northbound between North Elm Street, Business US 175, and, FM 1836. Your WBAP forecast today, mostly cloudy this morning, then become mostly sunny. Highs around 80. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, high around 80. Right now it's 62 degrees in Dallas, 61 degrees in Fort Worth. Firefighters facing rising temperatures, whipped up winds, and dry air in their battle with the largest wildfire in state history. The focus is on containing the fire along its northern and eastern perimeter. About 100 homes have been devastated by the Texas Panhandle wildfires, which has prompted a response from Texas Baptist Men. TBM's David Wells says they have a mobile command center set up in Fritch to organize equipment, food, and volunteers.
By Monday, we'll probably have 30 to 40 on site, and as we see the scope of everything, that could beef up to about 100 or so and be there probably 2 to 3 weeks. Right now, we're using the teams from Amarillo and Lubbock. We have some teams from North Dallas that are on standby.
Wells says many of the victims have lost everything, limiting the relief effort to just clearing the concrete slab where their home once stood. Wells made his comments this week on DFW Morning News with Clayton and Laura. Again, right now in Dallas, 62 degrees, 61 degrees in Fort Worth. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt. Your next news update at 9 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP and now on FM at 93.3.
That 93, thank you, Lori, that 93.3 is so hard for me to remember to include in things. I put the information of joining me this weekend in my eGardens newsletter this week. I forgot to put it there. Come on, Neil, come on. Been hoping for an FM signal. Come on. So that's my admonition to Neil. Get it done. All right, let me give you a message here. You need a message. The message is one of our big-time sponsors, Baylor Scott & White. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who's calling the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your whole garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health ought to be in your hands, too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. The MyBSW Health app today. From Baylor Scott & White Health.
News Talk 820 WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
I keep hearing that message. Thank you. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited right now, and they are the McKinney store specifically at 3001 South Arden Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, right near Tom Thumb, two doors down, south of Tom Thumb. Everything's south when you get to talking about Wild Birds Unlimited, which is appropriate because the birds have flown south for the wintertime. You go in their door Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and you will be greeted by cheerful people who know birds. They want to talk birds with you, and they'll help you find the best feeds and seeds and feeders and cedars and all the other thing that I enjoy. I spend a lot of time right inside the door because that's where they have their bird decor. And I'm not talking about just cutesy stuff. These are really pretty things that you can use to accessorize your garden room, your sunroom, your patio, your entryway that say, I love nature. I love the birds and so forth. It's just a really cheerful place. Whoever, and I know who it is, it's Birdie, whoever does the shopping for the gift side of Wild Birds Unlimited has a wonderful eye for great things. I buy a lot of great things in there, and you'll enjoy it too. But now back to the feeders. They have carefully engineered bird feeders that are made to last, and they are made to be ultimately functional. When they say something is squirrel-proof, it is fun to watch the squirrels try to figure a way to get the seeds out of the feeders. They can't do it. And their high-perch hummingbird feeders, hummingbirds are about ready to move back through town. When the high-perch hummingbird feeders are filled and hung and ready, the hummingbirds love them, and they are made to last. We've had ours now for 6 or 8 years, and they'll be there for a lot longer than that. They are just fabulous. All the way through the store, that's what you get at Wild Birds Unlimited. They know their birds, and they will help you. They have all kinds of nesting boxes. They have the information. You'll love it. Wild Birds Unlimited, that's 3001 South Hardin Boulevard and the south side of McKinney, just about half a mile north of Sam Rayburn, just north of the McKinney Football Stadium on Hardin. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
And finally, before we go back to the phones to Steve in Frisco, we have a message from Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with great products. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Ace is the place where you get all kinds of great help. Because they have people who are carefully trained and experienced in all kinds of different settings. You go into the front door of an Ace Hardware store and ask for help in plumbing or electrical or paint. They can match any kind of paint that you have. They're just fabulous people. And then when it comes to your lawn and garden, if you're looking for a way to prevent weeds for a beautiful lawn all season long, stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer for Scott's Weed-X Prevent with Halts. A single application of Scott's Weed-X Prevent with Halts in early spring can prevent crabgrass and grass burrs and problem weeds. You come back and repeat it 90 days later, so that's going to put you in early June, and you'll have a full season of control of crabgrass and grass burrs. Rain, snow, and freezing weather won't affect the product's performance, so you don't have to worry about the elements after you've applied it. Get it at your local Ace Hardware, where they'll help you with a smile and they'll help you with knowledge. That's Scott's Weed-X Prevent with Halts from Ace Hardware. Ace stores, parts of our neighborhoods, each owned by a member of the community. You're getting help from people you already know. They're your neighbors, local experts with trusted advice you can rely on. People who want to help you. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I'm Rani with Callaway's Nursery in McKinney. We are proud to present this hour of Neil Spare's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
You're about to hear why I record those rejoinders and my original idea when I did those way back when, about 10 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago. I said to Callaway's, when people hear those, they will say, and here it comes, hey, that's my store. I think I'll go in and say hi to Ronnie and tell her I heard her on the radio this morning. That's what I hope you'll do when you hear your store and your manager, or assistant manager, and they're great people. Let's go back to the phone lines now. We go to Steve in Frisco. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I'm sure you've already talked about this because I see live oaks that look like they're in distress all over my neighborhood. I've never seen the leaves start to turn like they did last November, December, and we had a lot of them fall off at that time. And I'm guessing it was just the massive amount of heat last year has just stressed them, but I'm not sure.
No. Let me put it this way. There are lots of things that can stress any plant, any species. If it was a young batch of live oaks that hadn't rooted in very well, I guess heat and drought could have taken a toll. But there have been several things in recent years that have bothered live oaks a huge amount. The severe cold of February 2021 killed a lot of live oaks due to a problem called radial shake, where the bark was just frozen off the trunks of the trees. I think we probably lost 10 or 20%, probably 15 or 20% of our live oaks within 6 months due to that. Some of them were wounded by the radial shake. I had a question sent to my electronic newsletter. It will be in eGardens this Thursday night from somebody who is just recently realized or experienced radial shake on a very mature 15 or 20 year old live oak. They've just are now asking about it. So it's one of those things that never is going to stop, it looks like. And so that's one thing. They're also, we had a very strong cold spell 6 or 7 weeks ago, and that knocked a lot of leaves off some live oaks. Every live oak is genetically different from every other one. I've said many times, no species of trees varies more from one individual to another any more than live oaks do. You look at 100 of them and you'll see how different they all are. And so you get a cold spell in where it goes into single digits, and some of them will drop their leaves at that point. Others will hold their leaves until right now. This is the time of leaf drop and changeover for live oaks. Every live oak will, if it hasn't already done so, will lose all of its leaves right now and put new leaves out in 2 or 3 weeks. They'll look fabulous a month from now. They look less than fabulous right now. They look dreadful. And that's kind of like it's kind of like a bird molting in August, getting new plumage for the winter. And so just bear with them. You can't tell how vigorous or how sickly a live oak is right now. You have to wait it out and see how well it puts out new leaves come late March and April.
Okay.
I don't think the hot weather did it. I really don't.
Really? Well, something did something, because I noticed the leaves started losing their normal.
You're still there, and I heard a zing. One thing I will tell you is that live oaks, there's a big swarm or group of live oaks that are native in the hill country where it always is hot and dry, and they've survived for a long time. Go ahead. I think you were saying something.
Oh, in September, October of last year is when I really noticed the leaves starting to lose that green live oak look and go to more of that washed out look on the leaves.
Okay. Well, and part of that may have been drought. I can't speak to that, but they also have aphids that get on them. That's mm-hmm. not a very serious problem. It will coat the leaves with honeydew, and that will cause them to drop prematurely. There are just a lot of things on all of our trees. It's tough out there in July and August. And so even our best trees will drop leaves by the end of the summer. I don't know without seeing the tree.
Yeah.
But normally they're very durable through this summer. You betcha. You are welcome. Have a great day in Frisco. Open line, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll take our last break, and then we can go up to the top of the hour with your questions. No one is ahead of you right now. I've gotten everything cleaned up, so love to hear from you. 800-288-9227. I'll tell you about Sunburst Shutters right now. These are the folks who put shutters on our house. We've had two window coverings in each of our windows since we moved in 47 years ago. One of them was handmade things that served us really well. My wife and my mother-in-law did curtains. I put the shutters in the windows, and they made the curtains that went within them. And 47 years ago, that was right stylish, looked great. And 14 years ago, not so much. And Lynn and even her mother that time was still living, and they both had agreed, I don't think so. We need to do something. And so I was looking as I was out and about, and Lynn was looking as she was out and about. Thelma was looking as she was looking through her magazines. And I won the prize. I came home one day, and I said, Lynn, I think here is the winner. It's called Sunburst Shutters. Come with me. Let's go to the showroom. And next thing we knew, we had them come to our home. And this is the way you can do it if you wish. You go to the showroom, which is just a part of their factory. It's lovely, but it's not a glamorous showroom. This is part of their office complex. But you'll realize how nice the people are. But it's easier just to let them come to your home and hold the shutters up so you can see them right there in your windows, and you'll get as excited as we were. Oh, my gosh. They're beautiful, these shutters are. And they fit any kind of window, or if you have a door where you need a tall shutter look, a louvered look. These are 2.5 or 3.5 or 4.5 inch louver size. And they're gorgeous. They're made of poly wood. P-O-L-Y, polywood. It's a man-made wood substitute. There is no wood in polywood. They look like and they function like wood shutters, but they're more durable. They don't crack or warp or split or peel. They're white or off-white, color fast all the way through. From 18 inches away, I love wood, and I collect wood for turning pens, not so much now with Vertigo, but oh my gosh, these things are just great. And I can't tell from 18 inches away that they're not real wood. So every one of them is made for an individual opening in your home. Let them come out and show you how good they look. You'll be as excited as I am. Can you hear that excitement in how I'm describing these? Sunburst Shutters, the phone number. They serve all of, I know the eastern half of Texas, and maybe beyond that. 214-343-2601. Certainly Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco, Dallas, Fort Worth, and all the cities in between. 214-343-2601. You can see them at the website sunburstshutters.com.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. I hope you never need their services, but if you do, you will be so glad they're available. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. Give them a call for that free home inspection. 214-333-0003. They are the best. I know from firsthand experience. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Arborological Services. Speaking about trees and woods and all of that, oh my goodness, this is the company you need to call if you value your shade trees. This is the company that can do heroic things for your trees. This is the company that oversees and protects some of the most valuable, most important historic trees in North Texas. Now, they serve Dallas and Fort Worth and the general area. They don't go far afield. They want to specialize in this area where they know the soils and the environmental conditions. They know the trees of this area, the insect and disease problems that are showing up in this area. They want to be the best they can be in this area. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They also have 3 arborists of the year for the state of Texas in this area. In other words, 3 of their principal people have been selected as the best arborists in the state of Texas. That's Steve Hauser and Russell Peters and Kevin Bassett. They have a 13-time Texas State Tree Climbing Champion. Miguel Pastenez is the foreman of the crew that comes to our house. How cool would it be to say, that's my crew foreman right there. That's my boss. He, by the way, has won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 13 times and the North American Championship once. Oh, my goodness. That's pretty special. That's the nature of this company. They are special. They know more about trees than most of us know about everything combined. They're that good. I have a toll-free number just to make it easier for all the local area codes. 866-552-7267. Arborological.com, Arbor, A-R-B-O-R-I-L-O-G-I-C-A-L, just like it sounds. Arborological Services, Arborological.com, 866-552-7267.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
All right, and finally, Whiskey Stone. Mike and Derek Wisnan, a father and son team, second and third generation in this family business, would love to have you come out and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday in Southeast Fort Worth at 4501 East Loop 820 South. 4501 East Loop 820 South. Phone number is 817-429-0822. Remember, they're not open on Sundays, but they'll be happy to see you the other 6 days of the week. 817-429-0822, quiz-q.com. It's Whiskey Stone. 22 acres of the most glorious stone you ever saw. You'll see landscape boulders as big as your automobile. You will see decorative gravel down to marble size. River rock, beautiful river rock tumbling down some of the big mountains of the West. And and all sizes, all colors of river rock. You'll have a retaining wall stone. You'll have flagstone in many different colors. If you're wanting to do a patio or a pool deck or a walkway of some sort, they can recommend to you landscape contractors who know how to use their stone. By the way, when you take measurements for your property, take the width and length of what you're trying to build, and they'll tell you how much you're going to need, how many tons of stone you'll need. And they will explain to you, we need to figure 10 to 15% overage or whatever the amount is for that kind of stone, because there will be waste. Stone is not perfectly cut. It's not like brick where you know exactly how many per 100 square feet. In the case of stone, you have waste. You have some that just don't fit. You'll find a place to use them. Trust me, you'll never have extra stone that you just throw away. It'll always go somewhere. That's the joy of stone. You don't have a landscape finished until you have beautiful stone from Whiskey Stone. One more time, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's Whiskey Stone.
Hi, I'm Chad with Callaway's Nursery in North Fort Worth. When you need timely and accurate gardening advice, count on the Texas-certified nursery professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Chad, very much. And we're ready to go back to our phone lines. I need to get my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week in here in a moment, and I'll get that done. Let's go to Bill in Caddo Mills. Hi, Bill. This is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. I had a pond put in the back of the house there, and so right now I've got just a bunch of dirt along the banks and up top, you know, where it's flat, and I want to put something, maybe some grass or something, to minimize soil erosion here over the next few months when it starts raining a lot. And I'm not worried about trying to mow it, make it look pretty. I just want to minimize erosion. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Are you able to mow it if that were recommended to you?
On the flat spots and approaching the banks, yes, but then it gets pretty steep.
All right. I'm going to refer you to, is that Hunt County or? Yeah, I think it is,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to refer you to the Hunt County Extension Office because they deal with this all the time. That is kind of out of urban horticulture and into agriculture. When you have a farm pond and stabilizing the soil, the old Soil Conservation Service used to do that kind of work. My dad worked with them a lot when he was with Texas A&M, and I got to watch. I didn't pay a lot of attention. I was a kid, but I know that was part of what they did. You're going to be using sod. And I'm going to guess you'd use probably common Bermuda. I don't know that you'd go to coastal Bermuda. I don't know. But you'll need to use sod to hold it in the steepest of slopes. Otherwise, it's going to erode. You probably could also get some advice dealing with the Corps of Engineers and some of the area lakes, how they manage their lake edges, because they are very concerned about sedimentation into the lakes. This is not my field, so I'm just throwing out ideas just from friend to friend, not from expert. I'm certainly not that. But the county extension office is, and that's where you need to start. They also have access to all the people at A&M who deal with this as their full-time jobs. Don't ask them about how to trim boxwood. So that's okay. That's where we trade off. I just I want you to get the best advice, and it ain't going to come from y'all.
Okay. Well, I can give them a call.
All right. Good deal. Appreciate your confidence in me. Sorry I let you down. So anyway, have a great day. Thanks for the call. All righty. Let me do my SPCA Pet of the Week here. Introduce, and the reason I want to do this one for sure is because this dog, when I got the photo from Becky, this dog looks exactly like Zeus, my dog. I thought, where'd you get Zeus? But it's not. Kiki is a girl, and Zeus isn't anything but a girl. Zeus is my buddy. Every book that I sign in the garage, where I have a climate control mechanism out there to keep them all in pristine condition, and Zeus in pristine condition, every book Zeus is at my feet while I sign. He is my pal. Introducing Kiki, the delightful 5-year-old terrier pit bull mix, who is stealing hearts with her endearing personality and charming looks. Weighing in at perfect 48 pounds, Zeus is 34 pounds, so there's a little difference there. This affectionate female is a treat enthusiast. That's the match. Always ready to showcase her excellent leash manners, during enjoyable walks. Kiki's enthusiasm for car rides adds an extra layer of joy to her already magnetic presence. With a shiny silver coat that gleams in the sunlight, Kiki's striking appearance is complemented by the adorable white patch under her throat and chest, as well as her matching white front paws. She's social, yet initially shy canine companion. Once she warms up, her loving nature shines through. Well, we have to go to the end of this. Like all pets, she's been spayed, microchipped, has all her age-appropriate vaccines. She's waiting for her new forever family at the SPCA of Dallas Animal Care Center. Stop by any day between noon and 6. You can adopt Lucky Charm, your Lucky Charm from SPCA of Texas. $17 adoptions for all adult dogs weighing 50 pounds or more. Now, I'd suggest take a big treat in and you'll get her over 50 pounds. And that's March 1 through Sunday, March 17, 2400 Lone Star Drive. Hey, folks, I'm out of time. I have enjoyed being with you very, very much. To Mike Bass, thank you. Have a great week. Happy gardening.